I wanted just to say one quick thing before getting started. Two things. One is last night it rained a little bit, and so the water level's up, and I'm so glad to see so many of you with rubber boots, because if you're on this side, you will get wet if you don't have rubber boots on. The other is that we don't have any nice path. We're going through a roughed out trail that Rob and some of the other crew opened up so that it'd be a little easier to get to our two sites. And there's roots and there's sticks pointing out from all of the little skinny trees. Try not to poke yourself if you can help it, and try not to fall over, because you will get muddy and cold. So that's the only things I wanted to say before we get started. Everybody ready to get going?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for bugs from the stream.
What kind of bugs have you found?
Mayflies, caddisflies, and worms. It's showing what kind of life is in the river and if the river's healthy enough to support life.
What are you guys doing?
We're counting rocks.
Why?
Pretty much to find the sizes of them and see how many are the same size and stuff.
Why do you need to know that?
So we can guess what kind of fish are going to be swimming up the stream and stuff.
A veg plot here, like we talked about in class. We're going to measure all the trees within 26.2 feet of this post. Why? That's a good question. We're going to do that so we can determine if we need to come in here and cut some of these trees down to let more light on the ground and stuff like that later. For large wood, remember we talked about that, putting wood in the streams?
So what do you do with the trees then?
Well, what we'll do with these trees is we'll use the trees that we cut down and we'll place them in the stream for large wood for the fish. We're going to get some data to your teacher and you guys can go over it in class or whatever you guys are going to do. And then we'll send a report saying what we're going to do, and we'll keep in contact with the class. So I need one person to take
notes. Am holding this measuring tape to measure the circumference of this area.
So why are you doing this?
So we can get all the trees inside this area. It will know if we are should cut down trees or not.
So much fun.
Oh, we are taking channel cross reading sections for the river.
What's that?
Pretty much when we go across from one stake from the river back to another stake and read how high it is.
So, Maggie, what have you found the most of?
I'm caddisflies.
Really? What are those?
They are little flies that build houses with rocks and leaves and dirt.
And caddis.
Grass and all that stuff.
And caddis.
That's pretty cool. So what have you used to find the bug?
We have used a net, thermometer, and tweezers, the greatest product in American history.